coach is on the road taking youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here for the Chicago Cubs. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Mark Leiter Jr.
Thanks for having me on.
From New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Another big city guy in a big city, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm in a big city, but I'm in the middle of a couple big cities.
Okay. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. Every kid's dream of being in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What's this experience like?
It's unbelievable. In all seriousness, like, it's actually funny that you asked me that question. Like, my cousin just made his major league debut. Mm-hmm. And, the other day, so the same thing I would like tell him, it's like it's like you have your dreams and everything about your dreams, and when you get to experience it for yourself, it's better. So it's hard to explain, because it's like a feeling that like words don't do justice. And even like my cousin and my dad and my whole family had played in the major leagues, and like words didn't do it justice. Like, the experience itself is something so unexplainable that like it can only be described as a feeling, in my opinion.
So you got a bloodline here. Yeah. Going on in this MLB.
Yeah, it's we made baseball history with my cousin getting to the major leagues.
Who's your cousin, by the
Jack
way?
Leiter.
Okay.
With the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
My dad and my uncle are the first brothers to play in the MLB, and both have their sons play in the MLB as well. So that's a pretty cool feat, and something that our family is very proud of.
All right, so y'all got a family tree going around here, huh?
Yeah, we do.
So, man, what is it like? Most kids think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. What is this road like getting here?
It's a much longer road than most will think, but... it's very rewarding, and I think we're the most prepared when we get our chance to get to the highest level, with the trials and tribulations that you go through in the minor leagues, and also just like through the amateur ranks. But you get drafted. That's a dream. That's dream number one. And then you get to play some minor league baseball, and you get to really start to see there's a lot of really good players across the country and across the world.
Yeah.
And you get your first, in some cases, you get your first taste of, you know, some guys that are speaking different languages, and you know, you kind of like start to you start to really get comfortable with all of that, all of your surroundings, all of the different, and you start to learn different cultures and different backgrounds from guys, and then you kind of all come together, and you hope to kind of grow together. And some guys will get traded, some guys will get sent home, but in the end, like, if you're lucky enough to make it with some guys that you bonded with in the minors or whatever, like those people become like family, and experiencing this great dream together.
And more importantly, you find out that there's different day and night between the minor leagues and the big leagues.
It's day and night, but yeah, it's the major leagues is one of a kind. I mean, it's the travel's unbelievable, the hotels and all the different things we get to do. We get to go see all these different cities. I mean, just getting to play for a few years, you travel the country, and it's something that I don't take for granted, because I know how special of an opportunity it is, and also just like from a standpoint of life, like, got to experience a lot of cool stuff.
And more importantly, being a member of the Chicago Cubs, I mean, you wear your finger out with all these Cubs fans signing autographs.
Yeah, that's something that I was a big collector as a kid, so uh-huh. Getting that first baseball card is a pretty cool experience. Like, not everybody's going to be like a superstar in this game, but like that first time you get a baseball card is kind of pretty cool. Like, being a kid collecting, and then, you know, they're making one of you. So there's all these little hidden nuances and make the whole entire dream that more special.
So you got a baseball card of yourself?
Yeah. We got.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna find me one. Now, last two questions. Outside of your family tree, who are some of the players that you idolized along the way?
Outside of my, obviously, my dad was number one for me, watching him and my uncle. But Ken Griffey Jr., Pedro Martinez, Manny Ramirez, Roy Halladay, Curt Schilling. There's a lot of guys that I really like enjoyed watching compete. Those were some of my all-time favorites. Francisco Liriano was another one that was like really fun for me to watch. Hanley Ramirez. Those were some of my favorite players growing up, and get a chance to meet some of them, or as a kid I got a couple of them to get to meet, and it was a pretty cool experience. But there's so much talent across the league, getting to be here every day and get to really appreciate the ability that all these guys have is really special as well.
You made sure you named all the heavyweights too, huh?
Yeah.
All right, last question. Every kid's dream playing in the big leagues. You get that call up, you're going into the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Walking this locker room for the very first time, seeing your uniform hanging up, what's that feeling like?
Honestly, it's the first day is kind of a whirlwind because you got I'll give you what I went through. I was in AAA in Lehigh Valley. I got called up to the Philadelphia Phillies, who were playing in New York at Citi Field. And I probably found out at 3 o'clock. The car picked me up at 4 o'clock. We got to the stadium at 6:15. The game was at 7. So had about 4 minutes to look at the locker with the uniform in it, and before I was trying to get ready and get out to the bullpen before the game started. So you got a bunch of family and friends that are there, especially for me being New Jersey, getting to make my call up in New York. Had a lot of people to call, a lot of people to tell. Walking out on the field for the first time, it's like everything for the first time, first time the phone rings, first time you come into a game, first time you give up a run, first time you give up a homer, first time you strike somebody out, first time, it's just nonstop. So I think it takes a couple of days or maybe a week or two to really understand what you just went through. But it's an amazing experience. It's worth putting in everything that you got to put in the early days. And I think just some advice for the kids that are coming up, just fall in love with competing. Mm-hmm. I think if you fall in love with competing against your peers and I'm better than you and I'm going to show you, not in a respectful way, but it shows that when you start having those times as you get further on, you just always revert back to competing. And I think that that's a simple way to not get lost with the way today's game has gone to a lot of the training year round and a lot of different things. Just fall in love with competing, and it doesn't only have to be baseball. Compete hard in everything you do, and want to win, want to be the best. And if you do that, good things happen in the end.
Coach, what the man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
So what else new out there in the sports world?
Give us a little update on our League of Our Own.
League of Our Own is coming great. We still got spots open for players. We're looking in May to have a big turnout with trials as we players end their college seasons and they're looking for someplace to continue playing baseball. As guys finish high school and find out they don't have a college to go to and they want to continue playing baseball, the League of Our Own is going to be standing there with his doors open, looking to develop ball players, give ball players opportunity to continue playing baseball, give our ball players a chance to let their talent be seen in Major League Scouts and overseas market. And we're looking forward to it. We cut the games down to 30 games in 30 days, starting off as opposed to 50 games in 50 days, which allowed us to reduce the fee, so you save some money. We're looking forward to it. We got 4 teams right now. We're prepared to go to 6 teams if we get an overwhelming response. We got the Foster Chicago Elite Giants. We got the Sam Allen Monarchs, Satchel Paige All-Stars, Dick Allen Hitmen. Dick Allen saved the White Sox back in the 70s. When he came on as one-man show and wound up being the most valuable player. So we got a lot of history, and we got some more names out there to be looking forward to as we expand the league, because after we get through year 1 or 2, we're looking to expand into back to a 50-game season, but a 50-game summer season. So we're going to have a fall and a summer season going on, and we're going to have nonstop baseball for those true baseball fans that want to play baseball. So if you're looking for that opportunity, Wani Wan ready to give you some coaching.
Yeah.
You know, we
got a third base coach like this. Let's go.
We got it.
Next game, I might have to be the umpire.
Night game. And then after the game, we're going to have to be the cook. We're going to have some burritos.
Need some help with that.
Oh, I forgot you don't do no cooking. I might have to be the cook.
I've been learning the air fryer. I discovered the air fryer. The air fryer be cooking some food good now. So, but again, if you want some more information regarding that, go to www.aloo247.com. Again, that's aloo247.com. A league of our own.
And we go get those players the opportunity to play baseball. They want to play baseball.